Well, hello there. You've reached the Georgie D dating hotline. All your sex, relationship, romance, and love questions can be answered here. Please feel free to call in. Driving with Georgie. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Welcome to the Georgie D Show. I never used to say that. Oh, this is a bit peppy, isn't it? Ew. How are you on this big, beautiful, blue and green planet, wherever you are, be it morning, lunchtime, afternoon, evening, or the middle of the dark, dark night? Hope you're well. I'm traveling in heavy traffic, just left. I had a dirty sleep out. I did a dirty stopper out, as we say in Australia. You dirty stop out. I slept at somebody else's house last night. No, 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 not one of my dates. That never happens. It was just a friend of mine. A very good friend of mine, actually. I love his company. So I stayed at his place because I didn't want to drive home. Had a date last night with a 30-year-old. Let's call him Captain. Let's call him Captain. I didn't tell him about my podcasting, so I haven't sent him to listen to Georgie D. I don't know why. No specific reason. My intuition just said, don't. So I didn't. Okay, Captain, tall. Yes, tall, young, 30 years old. No immediately physical chemistry. Do you know what I mean? There wasn't a kaboom ski straight away. So, but lovely guy, very sweet. However, I met him at this cool bar, man, which is like one of these prohibition speakeasy bars. You can't find it. It's in a back alley. So Google Maps was like, I have no clue. We are lost in a back alley in Chinatown in high heel ankle boots. What shall we do, Georgie? Anyway, he came and found me, which was very gallant. And the bar was absolutely fabulous. It was really dark, wooden floorboards, this huge sculpture from dripping wax of a candle that they just keep burning over and over again. Huge long wooden bar, little round wooden tables and chairs, as you'd imagine in a prohibition bar, some booth seats. And he took us straight to the bar, which I thought, this is an interesting move, because when you're meeting somebody for the first time, isn't it better to have a little table to yourselves? Not only did he take us straight to the bar, he was very sweet, like he was ordering a cocktail for me. He basically told the barman, just make whatever you like, which is great. He said, surprise me, said Captain. But did he turn and talk to me as we sat at the bar facing the barman? No, he just dove straight into a deep conversation and almost flirtation with the barman. That's right. And I was watching this and looking at the captain and thinking, what are you doing? Like, what are you seriously doing? You're on a date with a woman and you have directed all of your attention to the barman. Talk to your date. Golden rule number one. Don't talk to somebody else. Unless the date is absolutely awful, but you've talked to them first. You've figured out that they're probably not for you. You don't have much in common. And then these two other people appear and start conversing with both of you. That's okay. That's fair. But if you go out on a date with somebody, the aim is to talk to that person and get to know them. And here's an example of somebody who chose a situation so that he could talk to me.
The dumpling.
Cute name as well, right?
You guys happy to
sitting is good.
Sitting is good.
Just need to assign it to a table, that's all.
Okay, we'll find the table.
There's a table.
Did you see what happened there? Steve jumped in and said, sitting is good. Because Steve knows that you've got to talk to your date. Okay, let's get back to the other date with Captain.
We right. call her Jabba the Hutt.
Bitch has got to go down.
We call her Jabba the Hutt because not only does she look like Jabba the Hutt, she has the same attitude of if it doesn't give her money or power, she does not give a shit.
Put me in a gold bikini and chain me to her and call me Princess Leia.
I'd be a Princess Leia. Fuck me. Carrie Fisher.
I want that bikini. Oh, that's so cute. Ah, so Sneaky Tony's. This is good. I'm glad I came here.
Rip Dominion. Dominion will forever be my favourite.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with being your second choice, mate.
No,
you're his first choice. Hey, do you guys get like really busy on a Friday or a Friday?
Yeah, Friday and Saturday.
There's a reason I come here during the day on weekdays.
Yeah, it's two like totally different environments during the week and on the weekend. Friday, Saturday, it's like
massive. How many people deep at the bar? Oh no, that's right. We're in Perth. People queue.
Yeah, but we got 120 person capacity. It's normally, I don't like to let the bar get more than two people deep.
Good.
Simply for wait times.
Totally.
So I'd rather, yeah, I would rather have people.
How
wait
many people would you have here on a
four bartenders,
okay,
two bar backs,
yeah,
and myself, two security guards. So it's like, it's the right size of operation.
Good.
But yeah, it's totally different. Very loud, big party atmosphere. Like, that's the fun thing about rum. It's like playful meets professionalism. Like, everyone's having like a great time, but also very serious about what they do.
I'm sorry, but that's any spirit when done right.
Well, like, no, because tequila you can't take seriously. Like, you can't take
tequila seriously.
Well, people do though,
and,
Terry.
And whiskey's hard to party. Like, you can have fun with whiskey, but you can't.
That's
like,
a lie.
Can't.
That's
lose
a lie.
You
Dominion was whiskey.
Yeah, alright, but Dominion also did the speakeasy thing. And the speakeasy thing definitely plays to the fun side.
Looking at the captain and thinking, what are you doing? Like, what are you seriously doing? You're on a date with a woman and you have directed all of your attention to the barman. So in my experience, instead of getting upset about things and going against the flow and pushing back and getting shirty, I like to try and go with the flow and find something valuable and joyful in an experience. If not, then I'll leave. Like, if it's really impossible, I'll leave. I decided to just watch them talk for a bit, and then before I knew it, I was deep in conversation with the barman, who was awesome. 25-year-old, ADD like me, like really fast, really bright, passionate about hospitality. And then we had this huge conversation about teaching hospitality, and he wants to teach hospitality. I told him, this is a better career choice for you. You seem really bright. Anyway, we ended up making a deal. He's going to come to my hospitality class and talk to my students, do a talk on cocktails, which would be fantastic. I mean, if we could get him a bar, then he can actually mix some cocktails and teach the students about making shit up on the fly, which is, that's the level he's at, right? That's the level I got to. You can make up cocktails. So I'm super impressed with this 25-year-old. Personable, easy to talk to, good looking. So I made the best of a bad situation. What did Captain do? He got a bit jelly. That's right, he got a bit green jelly bean. A little bit of jealous monster popped up. He actually said something. Now by this stage, I decided I liked Captain, but he was not boyfriend material, no chemistry for me. If there's no kapow, then I'm not going there. It's gotta be natural, right? And he got over it though. He did. He got over it. Bless his cotton socks. But you know what? If you start talking to the barman like he's your best friend and you virtually ignore your date, what do you want your date to do, really? I think I made the best of a weird situation. I ended up making this fantastic connection with this amazing young barman. And old Captain was a bit jelly that Terry and I got along so well. Check out the photos on Instagram. However, I think he got over it because I explained to him that I would never date somebody 25. It's just too young, darling. Mind you, 30 is pretty much too young as well. Sorry, Captain, it just is. Oh dear, I had a fantastic time. I had the cocktails were delicious, and they had big bowls of monkey nuts on the table that we could choose from for free. So yeah, I had a good night. I ended up at my friend's house because I wanted to have one more drink. Wanted to have a nightcap. So boys and girls, what did we learn from this dating lesson? If you go to meet somebody, you're meeting them, not somebody else. It's just polite. If you agreed to go on a date to meet someone, then you give them your attention. Boom. Classical music. Will I see Captain again? You know what? I'm happy to be friends with Captain. He was fun and sweet. Not boyfriend material, though. And let's face it, at the end of the day, we probably all have enough friends. Are we really on Tinder and other dating sites looking for friends? I don't think so. We're on there looking for fine romances. Yeah, so that happened. So first of all, in that piece there, I'm talking to Captain, and then I start conversing with the barman, Terry. I don't know if you noticed, but Captain also was a little bit negative. He was criticizing somebody that we were talking about. And then he starts saying that this is not his favorite bar, that the bar that closed called the Dominion was his favorite bar, to the barman who's running this really cool bar. It's just not good etiquette, you know. Sorry, Captain, but a little bit negatory, darling. But thanks for playing with Georgie D and the dating game. I still had a great night, you know. You've got to make the best of a situation or leave. I made the best, I think, don't you? Somebody else who made the best of a situation was Steve. Such a delight. What a lovely date, Steve. Thank you so much. And here's another clip of Steve and I conversing. And he was so personable and positive.
What are you drinking?
I don't know. Beer, I'll have to say.
It's a pint. Did you call that a pint?
I don't know.
It's like a traditional English pint.
Yes, probably.
Don't you reckon?
No, they're a bit bigger than me, I think.
It's very manly.
Sorry, so what was the hush puppies and what was the other one?
Onion rings, baby.
Onion rings, that's it. Would you guys like me to just get more tap going and just fix it up when we're done at the end?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Sort that out for you.
Thank you. Give that boy a tip.
It was good.
Service,
I couldn't remember if we paid or not.
I thought you paid for the drink.
Well, I took a card out.
Did you give him a card?
I'm not sure if it left my hand. That's the problem.
Hey, cheers.
He could have taken
it. You got it back?
I have got it back, yeah. Well, that's
one no one's pulling them all over your eyes.
No.
I want
I'm
that
doing
story.
It myself.
I want that story in audio. So good.
A scam.
I love it.
I've still got the photos.
Yeah. We're nearly at the end of the Georgie D dating episode. There's your golden rule for you, one of them anyway. Talk to your date. Pick an appropriate place where this can happen. Sometimes the bar is not the best place. Well, folks, thanks for listening. Hope you have a fantastic day, wherever you are, on this big green and blue, beautiful planet, whether it be morning, lunchtime, afternoon, evening, or the middle of the dark, dark night. Hey, this is Best Elevated Music Background Instrumental by Live Better Media. This is the Bossa Nova mix. You can find it on YouTube. Happy dating, everybody! Hey, Terry, can I get another one of those old fashions? Yeah, the one that you made. A little bit different. Yeah, the manly drink, not the girly drink. Yeah, I loved that one. Yeah, I'm more into manly.
Men. Georgie D, over and out.
Yes, we're back. It's an addendum. You thought it was over, but deja vu and ping, I flip right around all over again. Listen, I was just chatting to my friend, no names, but you know who you are. Yes, you do. And she said to me, I'm interested to see where you're going on your date this afternoon, Georgie, like what this guy's arranged for you. Yes, I have another date this afternoon, by the way, people. There's no stop to this helter-skelter, rapid-fire dating for Georgie D. And I said to her, no. We don't wait to see what they've got planned for us. Me, the girl, Georgie D, I suggest places, locations, and times. I've just found that in the past, men come up with the most ridiculous ideas.
Okay, sometimes I come up with good ideas, but I would rather have some input. We can talk about it, we can have a discussion, we can negotiate, but don't just leave it all up to the guy. Do you know, once this guy got me to meet him at a park for a picnic, and he arrived with a bunch of flowers. Ba-bow. It's just OTT, people. You don't bring a bunch of flowers to the date. That's just so old school and weird. And a picnic, it's like a captive audience. You can't just get up and go when you've had enough. It was very strange. Never again.